producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Key information to help you become more of an astute investor. Not that most of our listeners aren't astute investors at this moment in time, but remember, you can always get better. Having said that, we are opening the show with Peter Brandt. Peter is a technician from the word go, and I have to say, one of the best out there. Peter does not pay very much attention to fundamentals, as a lot of the pundits, a lot of the talking heads do. He finds technicals, as does our friend Doc, to be the key to the markets, and his record so far for 2016, admittedly we're only about six days into it, the fact of the matter is his record is looking very, very good. You know, a lot of people feel that Peter has been a guest on mainstream sites like CNBC, et cetera, et cetera. He's going to correct us on that in just a minute because, in all fairness to Peter, he feels very, very strongly about his technical abilities, and he does really not want to delve into fundamental aspects because he feels they really don't say much of anything about what's going to happen in the future. What are you looking forward to in the future in the conventional markets, Peter?
Well, I think these stock markets are under great pressure. You did mention I was a contributor to CNBC, and let me correct that. I would never be a contributor to CNBC. I do contribute to Real Vision, but I think CNBC is just kind of a laughing stock of people who are always trying to figure out why the markets did what they did yesterday, and they're always trading based on what the markets did last week. But
that's an interesting opinion that I'm not sure that I would disagree with, by the way.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I think the real advantage a chartist has is a chartist doesn't have to know why. A chartist doesn't have to have it make sense before they takes action. A chartist doesn't need to say, well, you know, oil's doing this, therefore the Chinese market's doing that, therefore the U.S. market's going to do this, therefore transports will do that, and that means gold, and gold is destined to do such and such. I mean, these grand economic scenarios that tie everything together like a jigsaw puzzle is kind of a nonsensical way to trade, in my opinion. I mean, if the markets are going up, I want to be long. If the markets are going down, I want to be short. And of course, sometimes I think they're going down and they don't, and I'm stopped out and I take a loss and I go on to the next thing in life, not being affected and personally insulted by the fact that my last trade was wrong. But, you know, for right now, we're positioned short. We're short U.S. stock. We are big short in emerging market stocks, and that's on the futures side. We trade futures. And so we're short the MSCI Emerging Markets Index. We're short the Dow futures. That's on the stock side. Our big positions right now are really in currencies. Currencies are really where we see the action at the present time. We do have a long position, by the way, in gold, and that is something that you and I have talked about, of course, over the years. I've generally been a bear for gold for a long time, but I presently have at least a long trading position on in gold. And, of course, energy we've also talked about, and I've been a bear for energy, it seems like, forever, and I see no bottom in energy. And I think energy is going to have a hard time getting off the mat anytime soon. But I do see lower prices in energy and potentially could see crude in the low 20s.
Now, Peter, before we get into a little bit more on why you are long gold, I want to ask you a general question. You've been a trader for a long time, I have to say. Have you ever seen markets and international and domestic markets start off the year this way, considering we're seeing about a 5% drop day, or 5% drop this week, and just five straight days of down markets?
of course, this has been one-way volatility, but even within the day, there's big swings back and forth. I had told some people at the start of the day today that I thought that we easily could put in a 50 to 60 point range in the S&Ps, and we could get awfully close to that. As a matter of fact, we're sitting just about right now at a 50 point range in the S&Ps, and by the end of the day, it could be greater than that because the markets are now selling off into the close. But no, this is you talk about starting the year with a bang. This has really been something.
Well, it has been an awfully long time from a historical standpoint since a new year has started off this poorly in the conventional markets.
Well, I think they've started off brilliantly, but
well, I know it's all about perspective, right?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, that sure is.
Peter, let's talk about your position in gold here, because you mentioned that you are long, and I know chatting with you over the last, let's say, year and a half, you have been, I would say, overall a gold bear, but now you're bullish, huh?
That comes back to being a chartist. I mean, I don't need to make sense of gold relative to the stock market, relative to interest rates, relative to China, relative to anything. I can simply be long gold because I'm long gold. I don't have to know why. I don't have to have reasons. I don't have to tie together some grand economic scenario to support my long position in gold. I'm long gold because it completed the small symmetrical triangle. I've got a profit in the gold position. I'm not going to lose any money in my gold position because if it goes back and digs into my pocket, I'll exit. But it's a trading position. I think gold can get on up to 1120. I don't know if it can get much further than that. I don't have the strong opinion in gold that I have in crude oil and some other markets. But for right now, I want to basically be trading gold on the long side. And, anywhere close to $1,000, as we've talked before on this podcast, as a trader, I'm one thing. As a cash holder, I'm long gold. I want to own gold bullion anywhere at $1,000 close or under. I want to be an owner of gold bullion, and I think last time we were on, I talked about that. You know, I'd moved to about a 5% long gold bullion position in my portfolio, my personal net worth portfolio, and I'm comfortable with that. But as a trader, I'm also long gold now. Not sure how long I'll be long gold, but I am long gold. But the point is, I don't have to make sense of that position in order to hold it.
Peter, you mentioned earlier that you have some very strong feelings about the energy sector right now. Now, you know, it looks like oil, strictly U.S. oil, I guess, West Texas has plunged about 10% for this week. We're seeing some really interesting gyrations downward in the energy markets. As we're recording right now, West Texas is at $33.04 a barrel. Brent is at $33.40 a barrel. What are your long-term feelings about oil?
I think there's a chance that we could see oil under 25, 23 in that area. And again, I can't give you the reasons why, because that's not the way I think about markets. But nevertheless, this has been the path of least resistance is down. Until the path of least resistance is not down, I have to be negative on gold. I have put out on social media, and on my blog and to the members of the service that follow me, that I believe that the gold market on the continuation charts is forming what I would call a very bearish pattern dating back to January of 2015, early January, and the name of the pattern is its continuation head and shoulders pattern, and that actually counts gold down to $16. Now, I can't get that bearish. As for me, that just seems too unrealistic. You know, it was a $50 bear on crude oil when it was $100. I would not have thought 33 would have been possible. So, you know, the thing I've learned about markets is you never want to be too insistent upon any opinion.
Well, Peter, I have to say, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. I love how you keep emotion out of the markets and just tell it as you see it.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Al and I are chatting with John Kaiser of the Kaiser Bottom Fish Report. John, thanks for joining us today.
Al Corey, welcome to the new year. Thanks for having me on.
Now, John, you and I will both be attending the Cambridge House show here at the end of the month, but I wanted to bring you on before that show and get your recap of kind of the gold market, but more specifically, the stocks. I know that you follow a lot of the smaller cap stocks. That is why your letter is called the Bottom Fish Report. You are trying to find some of these smaller guys that are undervalued and have a potential of increasing. 2015, while some people argue was a good time, or at least it was impressive how the precious metal stocks held up against some of the selling pressures that gold had, you don't necessarily feel that way, but you do still think that there will be an opportunity in 2016 to start accumulating the more high-quality small stocks, don't you?
Yes. I mean, 2015 was the capitulation washout where everybody threw in the towel on the commodity sector in general and on the commodity equities. I believe we are at the bottom or close to the bottom in terms of metal price declines. Those companies which took on more debt than they can handle at the current metal prices, those ones are probably mortally wounded and will not recover because they will be bankrupted and their assets will be redistributed. But the others which do not have this problem, they are busy consolidating their operations, shutting down the marginal ones or getting rid of them, postponing capital spending on big projects that require a higher gold price or even a copper price or whatever. These companies are now the ones where the cherry pickers, the bottom fishers, the value hunters, they are now going to come into this market. I do not see a substantial uptrend in metal prices developing for another 6 to 12 months. However, the very fact that we have now reached a bottom for these metal prices, where there may be local volatility, that's a natural reason for people who have been just trading the ETFs and the index funds to start looking at specific companies, those survivors that are going to rise from this wasteland of a battlefield and march onwards, even as the other ones simply fade away.
We here at the KE Report, including many of our, not only Corey and myself, but including many of our daily commentators, Rick Ackerman, among others, are pretty bullish on gold right now. You know, on Thursday, for example, gold was showing some real strength, closing above 1,100 on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And having said that, I think the reasons behind that, when you look at the support that the precious metals markets are getting from the conventional markets, obviously a totally inverse situation. The conventional markets really are giving investors all the reason in the world to diversify a bit anyway into gold. And if Richard Fisher is correct in his assessment of the market for 2016, that's going to do nothing but fuel the fire for gold, for lack of better terms. So I would have to say that I think this is one of the strongest rebounds in gold. Admittedly, it's only lasted for a couple of weeks that we've seen in an awful long time. Now, unfortunately, the market is so darn volatile right now that this may very well not continue. But I think indications are, in my viewpoint anyway, that it probably will. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, in the last 2 years, 2014 and the start of 2015, we saw a similar strong rebound in gold. We all talked about bifurcation. Yes, the good stuff's going to rise from this bottom while the junk fades away. And, you know, gold got to 1,300 or so, and by mid-March, late March, it had faded away and resumed the downtrend for the rest of the year. So the question is this year going to be different? Or is gold going to keep its gains? And I think it could stabilize in the $1,300 to $1,500 range for two reasons. One, I think the bigger markets, you know, the senior equities that you know basically went sideways last year, are probably going to lose some value this year. The energy and commodity stocks have already been hammered, so they don't have that much more to go down. And the other thing is, we are entering a very geopolitically turbulent period in the history of the world. And I think gold as a geopolitical safe haven to hedge against extreme uncertainty of, you know, course of the history changing developments, I think gold will become attractive in those terms. And that's good for the producers. It's good for the juniors and then feasibility demonstrators, because that's not premised on some sort of inflation pushing up the price of gold and dragging up the cost of production and leaving the profitability of these companies awash. So I think this time it will stick, even though there's still this big drumbeat about how gold's going below $1,000 and so on.
John, you make a very good point that as we started off 2015, gold moved about $100, actually, up to around the $1,300 range. So this could very well be just a mirror image of what happened last year at this time. The differences are, though, China is really drastically struggling, and the U.S. markets right now, at least, are moving down with a lot more ferocity than they were at the start of last year. But my question to you is, if we are seeing a bit of a comeback, and even if it does get, say, muted here in the next few weeks or as we move into next month, how important do you think it is that people take positions in all of their companies? Or all of their companies on their radar? Do you think that these companies could start to run to the point where they get almost away from some of the investors?
I would be very surprised to see a broad-based rally. This bear market is the most brutal for this sector in the three decades that I have been in, you know covering it. Memory has a way of remembering what was most recent. There will be an extraordinary reluctance for capital to move into this market. So this is where the cherry picking, the looking at individual companies that start to flourish, and people wondering, oh, how is that possible? This should be going back down. You know, a good analogy is that of popcorn. You know, you start a pot of popcorn heating up, and initially you've got all these miserable kernels sitting there in the bottom doing nothing. And you're going to start seeing one pop, and people say, oh. And then you'll wait a bit, and then another one. And very slowly, it'll start popping more and more. And then you will have a frenzy. We're several years away from seeing a broad-based frenzy. But for people who study the sector, who know what they look for, catching those initial popping kernels, this is where the big money is going to be made. That's why I do not expect a broad-based rally in the wake of this brutal bear market that we've just been through.
Well, I want to stress to everybody, if you are attending the Cambridge House show, which we recommend that you do, please click on the banner on our site. That will give you some advantages in terms of admission. Definitely do not miss anything that John Kaiser is doing. He's a very bright man.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Al and I are joined by a guest who's been on before and a guest that we are going to be bringing on a more regular basis. His name is Ronald Peter Stoffele, also known as Ronnie. We will probably be referring to you as Ronnie throughout this interview. Ronnie is the managing partner and fund manager of Incrementum AG, based out of Germany. Ronnie, just earlier this year, or I guess at the tail end of 2015, you and your firm released a book called The Austrian School for Investors. I posted a link to that back, I believe, in December. So people, yeah, if they want to pick that up, by all means, go out there. We will also add another link below this weekend show for those who want to follow up and purchase that book off of Amazon. Ronnie, I want to get right into what's been going on in the markets. We are recording this about midday on Thursday, and we have seen fireworks in a negative sense out of China, and that has had a trickle-over effect into the U.S. markets, where we've seen consistent days of 1% plus drops. What is your takeaway just as how we're starting this year?
First of all, Happy New Year, and thanks for inviting me again. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting year going forward. I think 2015 could make history as the year when the myth of central banks infallibility began to crumble. So in China, which is the big topic at the moment, we are seeing that markets are extremely nervous because of losses on the stock market, but especially due to the fact that the Chinese continue to devalue their currency. Now, as you know, the Chinese yuan is pegged to the US dollar, and we have seen a major dollar bull market in the last few years. And from my point of view, this is really the most important trigger going forward. Now, what's the basis of this strong dollar? Most importantly, the expectation that the Federal Reserve is about to start a new rate hike cycle. Now, they did the first step in December, as we all know, but from my point of view, there won't be a big rate hike cycle. From my point of view, they will, and probably they are very close already, to step back. There will be more dovish comments coming out, and from my point of view, there won't be any rate hike in 2016, and this might be one factor why we are not that bullish on the US dollar, actually, like the consensus is. I think it's a very strong consensus trade. Everybody is bullish on the dollar because everybody expects the dollar to raise rates further. I don't think so. We expect a weaker tendency as market participants will be surprised by the non-normalization in the monetary policy. I think in the US, recession concerns are becoming increasingly serious. The Fed will definitely counter with dovish statements and actions. And from my point of view, we're already seeing a very volatile beginning of the year, and I think we're going to see continued high volatility, especially in stock markets.
You know, I find it interesting, Ronnie, that Richard Fisher came out earlier in the week, I believe it was on Wednesday, in an interview on CNBC, and he admitted to the fact that the Federal Reserve basically front-loaded the market significantly in 2010, 2011. He said the rationale behind that was that they felt that the market would, by natural forces, straighten itself out. On Thursday or Wednesday, I guess he said, as a matter of fact, that did not happen. We had a rough 2015, and he came out and said, I am concerned about the conventional markets for 2016, and I personally am recommending a fairly large cash position on the part of the investors. I find that to be absolutely amazing that a representative on his level, or any representative of the Fed, for that matter, would state that on the record. What are your comments about that?
Yeah, I was also stunned by this command. I think, you know, I really don't believe why market professionals are still putting so much trust on central bankers. We should not forget that the majority of economists and politicians, and especially central bankers, completely failed in both the diagnosis of the crisis, and therefore, from my point of view, it would be really surprising if they would came up with the right therapy. Now, nobody is really questioning zero interest rate policy. Nobody is questioning quantitative easing. For example, in Japan, we're already seeing the 12th round of quantitative easing, but nobody is questioning it. People just say, okay, the Bank of Japan just hasn't done enough. From my point of view, based on the Austrian view, a laissez-faire approach would be appropriate. The markets should liquidate those malinvestments. And I think the comment by Fisher is really, really kind of bold. And it reminds me of a great Austrian economist called Roland Bader. He said, just to give you a rough idea about positioning, he said, one-third of one's investments should be placed as if everything was right with the world. One-third should be invested cautiously and very conservatively. And one-third as if red alarm had been sounded. And I think that's a very simple advice, and it totally makes sense. I think going forward, It will really be a tough year for investors. I think that the problems that we haven't solved since 2008, that we just tried to solve with low rates and monetary interventions, they're coming up now, especially if you're having a closer look at credit markets. And from my point of view, compared to 2008, you know, what should central bankers do going forward? Back in 2008, they were still able to lower rates. They were able to implement something new like quantitative easing. Now, at the moment, there's no room for lowering rates anymore. Although I cannot rule out negative rates going forward, also in the U.S., we're definitely seeing diminishing marginal utility of quantitative easing. So the fourth round of quantitative easing would probably have to be like $150 billion per month. Will it work? I don't know. Perhaps temporarily. But I think that sooner or later, investors should really prepare for price inflation. We're already seeing massive monetary inflation. We're seeing asset price inflation, but we don't see any price inflation yet. And this is actually what all central bankers in the world really want to achieve. They're nervous because we're still seeing massive deflationary pressure and disinflationary tendencies. They want to create price inflation, and sooner or later they will succeed. So one of the best inflation hedges, of course, is gold, is mining equities. This is what we are focusing on. I think they are dirt cheap after 4 years of a massive and brutal correction, and they're hated by the market. Being positive on gold and mining stocks is quite a contrarian view, and I feel comfortable with that.
Well, Ronnie, you won't get very much, sure, I would say, any pushback on that from Al or myself or a lot of our audience out there. But the fact of the matter is the biggest change that we do need to see is this inflation pickup. We have seen gold move up throughout this week, I think on just concerns of falling markets everywhere. But I truly believe for a sustained run in the gold price, which will obviously help gold equities, even though there are a number of gold equities that have held up very nicely and even moved up in this time, I think we do need to see that inflation come on the table. And it is something that the central banks have stated. That is what they want to see.
Yeah.
Ronnie, it's great chatting with you. Everyone, go check out Ronnie's book. I think it's a good read. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour, Al and I are continuing our Legend series, a series that we started last week with Rick Rule. We are continuing this week with Mark Fauber, the publisher of the Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report. It's exciting to have Mark on the line with us, so we are going to get right into it. Mark, we are recording this interview on Monday, January 4th. As the markets have opened up to kick off 2016, we're seeing a significant drop in China. The Shanghai market was halted automatically because it moved 7% to the downside. And then we saw repercussions over here in the U.S., about 400-point drop as we are recording this in the Dow, and the S&P has dropped below the 2,000-point level. Let's get your outlook on what this all means for 2016, considering it is the largest drop that the U.S. markets have seen to kick off the year.
Well, my only comment is that occasionally the investment community is far too complacent, because it was already obvious 18 months ago that the Chinese economy was decelerating rapidly and that there was a huge credit bubble in China. And what subsequently happened is that between July 2014 and May, June of 2015, the stock market exploded on the upside, partly because the other Asian markets had performed reasonably well in 2013-2014, whereas the Chinese market had performed very badly. And as a result of that, international fund managers were way underweighted China, and they looked around Asia and said, okay, which market is relatively inexpensive and which ones are relatively expensive? So they went into China because it was relatively inexpensive. And at the same time, the real estate market, starting the summer of 2014, did no longer appreciate much. And there was a drive against corruption, so people traveled less to Macau. So the surplus liquidity of individuals in China suddenly chased Chinese stocks. And so the market went ballistic. But in the process, there was a lot of a fraud, Ponzi schemes, and a lot of speculation by people who had no clue what stocks were. They just knew they go up. And so we created a bubble in China until, say, June of last year. And then the market started to tank. And the economy obviously has weakened considerably, as everybody could see from the behavior of commodity prices and from freight indices like the Baltic Freight Index and so forth and so on. So it was obvious. But the fund managers, obviously, who have a self-interest to always be optimistic about stocks, because they can't tell the clients you should sell out, otherwise they have no clients left. So they continued to be bullish and thought that the Chinese market would rebound very strongly. But this obviously hasn't happened, and I think the market still has some downside risk, because the economy, of course, is not growing as the government claims by something like 6.9 or 7%, but in my view, maximum at about 3 to 4% at the present time.
Now, Mark, I think it is telling that to start off 2016, we have China dominating the headlines again. Throughout 2015, we heard about a slowing China, and whether you believe the numbers that come out of China or not, I think it can be seen in the drop in commodities and just the overall slow growth environment that we have in the U.S. The impact that China is having here in the U.S. markets is very clear as well. So what kind of impact do you think in investors' minds this one day, and obviously the first trading day in 2016, isn't a guarantee of what's going to happen for the rest of the year, but what kind of impact do you think this will have on traders?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'd like to say they are reliable statistics about China, but they don't come from China. They come from Taiwan, South Korea, Singapore. These countries export figures to China. And when they're all down, you know that the Chinese economy is not doing well. So whatever the Chinese government may tell you is not confirmed by the statistics published by other governments, and so it's a warning flag. What it means for the rest of the year, I think the Chinese economy, unlike many people think, and by the way, the global economy, unlike many forecasters feel, is not going to accelerate on the upside, but will enter a recession if the world hasn't entered the recession yet, but it will. The impact obviously will be felt on corporate profits. I don't think that the Chinese market has a big impact on the U.S. per se. The U.S. Has been driven by the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, and so forth, maybe another 20 stocks. And in the process, these momentum stocks became, in my view, significantly overvalued.
I find the Middle East to be a fascinating conglomerate right now. And with the break-off in relations between Saudi Arabia and Iran, you wonder what the potential implications of this in the future will be for the energy markets. What are your thoughts on that?
Obviously, a major confrontation in the Middle East would be slightly supportive for oil prices, but maybe not as much as people think, because if there is confrontation, unless all the oil installations are blown away, these countries will continue to produce oil like there is no tomorrow, because they will need the money. So better produce an additional million barrels a day at, say, a lower price than no production at all, and essentially accelerate the bankruptcy of some of these countries. in particular Saudi Arabia. Time is on the side of the Iranian, of Persia, because they have a diversified economy. It's not just oil, whereas Saudi Arabia just has oil and a bunch of arrogant people in the country.
I'm assuming then from what you said so far, Mark, and if you could clarify this, that would be great, that you are not particularly bullish at this moment in time on the economy of the planet Earth, for lack of better terms. As you said earlier, very possibly the world's economy is already in a recession. Can you elaborate real quickly on that?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand that we have to agree when we measure global GDP on a unit of account. Usually the IMF and the Bank of International Settlements and other international research centers, they use US dollars, okay? So if Japan devalues its currency by 60%, what does it do to GDP of Japan in US dollar terms? It collapses. If the euro last year weakened by 10% and the previous year it weakened by 20%, what does it do to Europe in US dollar terms? GDP collapses. So if we measure global GDP in US dollars, then global GDP has already gone down very significantly. Then we look at global trade. How do we measure global trade? We measure it also in US dollars. Global trade in US dollars is down significantly. So all I can say is that if you just use the dollar as a unit of account, which has traditionally been the case, then global GDP is declining at the present time.
I think that's a great comment there, Mark. And simply looking at the strength of the US dollar sometimes clogs the head of some of the investors out there to realize what is actually going on. And I think we are just in a world right now of slow growth, if countries even are growing, and that might just need to be the new normal for a little while. And saying that, I think we do need to consider what that would do to the commodities, also the energy sector. But Mark, unfortunately, we are out of time. It's always great chatting with you. Everybody stick around.
Thank you very much.
We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season.
go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.